It seems like we just started the spring sports season, but here we are this week, playoffs already beginning in Minnesota. And the first sport to note, the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team. Head coach Alex Zuzic of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to talk about the end of the regular season and what's coming up for playoffs. And as Coach Zuzic first tells fans, there's been no lack of talent that the Raiders have been going up against, win or lose, throughout this 2021 campaign.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I purposely filling in the schedule, you know, choose teams that are, well, obviously you have a conference schedule, and then from there it's kind of up to coaches to fill it in. So I purposefully, you know, choose teams that are in our section. And, you know, there's kind of two sides to that. I like to play them because then if we beat them, you know, and when it comes time to seeding and stuff, you can say, well, we did beat them, so we should be ahead and whatnot. But at the same time, then if you lose, you know, the flip side of that is a tough one. But I always do, and as a player, I always would have rather competed at a high level and lost than won at a lower level. And so as far as, like, you know, making a tough schedule like we've had where we're playing, you know, Eagan, Rosemount, Stillwater, those are all matches that, like, we didn't have to play. Matamidi's in our conference, so we have to play them, and they are very good this year. That was a tough one on the road about a week and a half ago. But then even, like, Stillwater on Monday, it's so funny with some of these different teams. They have more guys that probably play at clubs and stuff than we do, so it's like, yeah, you know, every team is dealing with, you know, having last year off, but tennis is one of the sports that was actually kind of able to, you know, still happen. And so, like, some teams have clearly done a little better job of, you know, staying committed to it throughout all of this COVID and quarantine stuff. And, you know, particularly even with, you know, their indoor clubs and everything like that can help team immensely. So overall, though, I think it's always, I think, the most fun time of the season is when we get to all these matches. You know, it's clearly hectic, and, you know, today we're home, the match takes till 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow we're on the road, the match takes till 6:30, and, you know, whatever it is, but that happens for every sport. I always look forward to it as a player, and certainly as a coach too. I mean, I love practice, and I think we've been doing a good job lately getting the most out of that. But I mean, you don't play the sport just because you like practice.
Whether it's been playing against a conference opponent or sectional opponent during the regular season, the Raiders have gotten up for every one of their matches throughout this 2021 campaign.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you said, I think people get up for these conference meets, or, you know, if I tell them, hey, like, it's a big section match, we got to come out firing, you know, I think that really has an effect too. Not that, like, you know, they don't come out excited or anything, but, you know, just that little bit of extra pep in the step, a little bit of extra energy or juice, however you want to talk about it. And then performing well against these teams, it's a funny thing when you play a really good team, because you can lose what looks like a bad loss, like, you know, 6-1, 6-1 or something like that, but you could have played your best match of the season. That's the thing about tennis, though, is you're playing, like, a really good opponent. You might still lose, but it's a lot, like, you can still play really well. And so that's unusually important. And I, as far as, you know, have we won the matches we should win? I think so. You know, there's been a couple that we've for sure been bigger favorites in, and we've taken care of business. And then there's a few that have been toss-ups, and, you know, that's always hard, losing 3-4, but we've won a couple, 4-3. I think we've lost 2 or 3, 3-4. This week we had a tough one with Highland Park, who is in our section where we lost, but we were in 2/3 sets there at the end too. So it's, you know, it's a game of inches, you know, much like many other sports where, you know, it's a point here, it's a point there, and all of a sudden, you know, with momentum, things kind of can snowball, and then it goes from there.
One of the biggest wins of the season for the Raiders came late last week against conference rival North St. Paul. Not only did the Raiders win the match as a team 7-0, but the Raiders didn't lose a set the entire night. Not just a set, but an entire game. One of those wins is huge for confidence before playoffs. And let's be honest, fans, it was impressive.
Yeah, right. So played them, we really took care of business with every single player winning every set and even every game. And so part of it, you know, it's a little unfortunate for them as far as, you know, the numbers and lack of experienced players coming out. But at the same time, you know, it's always, you don't, when it comes to a match like that where you're so heavily favored, you also don't want to mess around and make it closer than it needs to be or anything like that. And so the boys just, you know, came out, took care of business, and didn't look back, you know, too. Sometimes it's an interesting thing, like the mentality of beating someone, you know, where it's not close. It's almost like sometimes, you know, you let your guard down and then they get back in it, or, you know, you drop your play to like the level of the opponent. But we really did not, and we were able to come away with the resounding victory.
Coach Zuzic and the Raiders know that they can point back at that 7-0 shutout win where the team played a complete match as the Raiders enter the postseason when they need their best tennis most.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great reference point, you know, for like something as to what we can achieve. You know, what's a peak here? So, you know, where they were struggling in a first set or something, well, we could touch on, you know, something that went well during that North St. Paul match or during that South St. Paul match, you know. And it can be really a kind of a leaping point, I guess, for the team as far as where we go from here, you know. It's awesome, too, just to, you know, get some guys confidence. Like, you never take that for granted as a coach, that, you know, like a big win and kind of quote-unquote almost easy-looking win where you win by quite a margin. Because, you know, number one, it always helps confidence to win. Number two, the more you do it by, the more confident you're going to be. And then number three, sometimes too, you can, you know, work on specific strategy and everything, or different kind of plays that you've been thinking more about in practice and trying to apply in games. And it's a good lower pressure situation to try and apply those strategies.
That was playoff bound head coach Alex Zuzic of the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team. We'll have more on the Raiders as they hit their team playoffs this week and individuals next week.